Jake, is the real estate pandemic frenzy over yet?
Everybody, Jake Gino here, and today we are pondering, we are wondering, we are asking the question, is the pandemic real estate frenzy over? And if you don't know what that is, you've been living under a rock. Look, prices through the roof, demand going crazy. We're trying to unpack this right now. So gang, listen, available single family housing inventory up over 5%. Mortgage rates jumping, okay? Most predict that this will lead to a decrease in demand or pullback in pricing. I think it's going to be market specific, but CoreLogic is rating that over two-thirds of the country's housing market is currently overvalued. So with rates rising, inventory increasing, does this mean that supply and demand coupled with the cost of debt going up, that the times are a-changing? Fortunately, we have the G-Dad here to break this down for us. So Mr. G, Papa Father Funk, what are your thoughts on all this?
Whew, what a great question to ask right now, because it's market cycle. Now, for the last 3 years, everyone's been complaining. The market's been going up. I can't buy real estate. I can't get at the multifamily. Now, all of a sudden, the e-brake is up and everyone's saying there's a recession. The world's ending. I can't get into the multifamily. I can't get into real estate. People, make up your mind. For me,
That's it. Just figure out what you want to do and then go.
Really, it comes down to market cycles. Figure out where we are in the market cycle. As an investor with Jake and Gino, let's execute. I'm holding the book up, the three pillars right here. Buy right, manage right, finance right. Email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'll send you a PDF copy. And the second thing is, you like the show? Give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. Leave us your thoughts down below. I want to know what you're talking about, what you're thinking about in your specific market, because Jake and I can talk about the micro. We can talk about Knoxville, and I'm living in Florida, so I'm going to talk about Jacksonville. I went out April 1st to see Sebastian Maniscalco. Went and took the team out. Amazing night. We were at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. We were kicking butt. Great time. I laughed for an hour and a half straight. The dude is that funny. At the end of it, I'm hanging out with my boy McDollar, and his fiance, Amanda, is saying, I can't get people out of houses quick enough. I mean, everyone in this market, there's 17 bids. There's three above asking. I can't get it. Well, fast forward 60 days later, all of a sudden, there was 2,000 houses on the market. Now there's 4,000 houses. Houses are sitting longer, even in the overheated Jacksonville market where people are coming down. Now, logic dictates that when your debt gets that much more expensive, you're going from 3% interest rates to 6%. What's going to happen? Prices have to adjust and come down. Now, you know, ironically enough, and you're buying a house at 2.5% to 3% interest rates, people basically buy based on that payment per month. That payment just got more expensive. So what's going to have to happen? Prices are adjusting. And Jake, there are no open houses in Florida. I haven't seen an open house in the last 3 years here. Open house, the door opens and you got 17 offers. Well, guess what? The last 2 weeks I've been driving around, I've been seeing open house signs all over the place. Huh? What's going on? So, I mean, there are a lot of price reductions. I still think stuff is overpriced. I still think stuff for us as investors, cash flow is still not there yet. We still need prices to come down and adjust. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for the multifamily investor, as the housing market takes a hit, what happens? Those people go into apartments because they have to rent. They can't afford housing. So for people who are in multifamily, don't hesitate. Now is the time, because rents are going to continue to rise. NOI is going to continue to rise. And I don't see cap rates at any time going back up, or as they say, decompressing, because money needs a place to go. It needs a place to go. So where are you putting your money? In crypto? I always joke around with Jake. Well, it's down 50%. Are you putting money in the stock market? Well, companies going into recession, valuation is going to get cut. Prices are going to drop. Multifamily is a basic human need. Food, clothing, and apartments. I would challenge everybody, write this website down, IRR.com. You go on their website, they're going to talk about the market cycles. Learn where your market is in that part of the market cycle right now. A lot of markets are going from hypersupply. There's a lot of product now back into recession. If you're that, all of a sudden pricing is going to drop. I think the most important thing you have to figure out in your market, is there demand in the market? Are people moving to the market? And what does the supply look like? And, you know, all the experts have been saying for the last 2 years, well, real estate's going to take a hit in the beginning. No one's going to pay their rent. We don't know, because we don't know what the hell the government's going to do. Are they going to print $4 trillion? No one saw that coming. Are they going to do forbearance? Are they going to give all this free money out to people so they can pay their rents? We don't know. All I know is I am in real estate for the long term. I don't care what happens in the next 3 months. I'm in this for the next 10 to 15 to 20 years. And that's the mindset you all need to have, is to have that long-termism, learn how to buy in any part of the market cycle, because savvy investors know when to buy when the market's going up, and they know when to buy when the market's going down. There's so many different strategies in real estate. Just learn that. But the, you know, the answer to your question, is it over? I don't think it's over. I still think the valuations are going to hold, especially in multifamily. Residential is another story. We've seen prices go down, but I think multifamily long-term, that's where you want to put your money, because people need a place to live, Jake.
That's my answer exactly. We invest to own. If you invest to sell, I might be patient right now. And you know what else we've seen? We've seen the same people that invest to sell pull back right now in the multifamily space. So before there'd be 20 offers on a deal, there might be 3 or 4 now. In addition, the people that invest to sell are all pushing in right now because they think this is their last chance to get a super high price before the economy really craters. So that's what we're seeing right now. In addition to it, in 2020, COVID came, buyers were a little nervous in the beginning because they didn't know where the world was going. Then they saw everything was going to be okay. I think on the buy side, that's sort of what you're seeing right now in the multifamily space. The investors are a little bit on the sidelines because they're starting to see where things are going to go, what's going on with rates, et cetera. So there's some interesting things going on. So what we've actually seen in the multifamily space too, is there's been an increase in supply, meaning, apartments on the market that folks are actually trying to sell, because those are the investors that actually invest, sell, and now they're trying to, catch the end of it and get out. So that's what we're seeing right now. I think multifamily for the long-term is strong, because Gino made the very brilliant point just a minute ago that, look, if mortgage rates go up, sellers still want to get a high price. What are you going to do? You're going to rent. So I think in that type of scenario, multifamily remains very strong. More renters. Hopefully I'd be happy with a little pullback on pricing, because I don't really give a shit what these things are valuing for. I want the cash flow. I want the long-term hold. And then ultimately, guys, here's the thing. If you want to get around more like-minded investors, you want to hear about what the market's doing, check us out. November 5th and 6th, we're going to be in Orlando, Multifamily Mastery 5. This is the multifamily conference of the year. You don't want to miss it. And Gino, you got the last point.
Two times when you're concerned about the value of real estate: when you buy it and when you sell it. Long-term fixed rate financing will lead to wealth. You buy that deal right, you don't care what it's worth 4 or 5 years. As long as it's cash flowing, when you're ready to sell, you work out the market cycle, you make sure you buy that asset correctly, hold it for the long-term, cash flow that deal. And when you're ready to sell, you choose when you're ready to sell. Don't be beholden to the market. Learn the 4 market cycles, Jake.
There we go. As always, we believe in buying deals with the ability to hold the deal for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.
Family, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.